100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Glad to have with us here at 826 Emporia State Theater Director Aubrey Wilson. Busy time here for Emporia State Theater to close out the academic year.
Indeed, Aubrey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you all?
We're doing well. So understand that you're just about set to really launch your latest production here for the community.
Yeah, we opened Tough by Margot Connolly tonight, and we are actually already sold out for tonight's performance, but we have tickets available for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, how do we get our tickets for those at least available theater performances here to close out the week?
Yeah, you can get them at emporia.edu/tickets.
Aubrey, let's talk about Tough. What are we going to be seeing here?
All right. So this is a brand new play. It's only had two productions before this. It's written by Margot Connolly, who is actually a great friend of mine. She and I met at the University of Iowa, which is the top playwriting graduate program in the United States. And then she went on after that to become a Juilliard Fellow. So this is a person who is just so talented and writes incredible stories, especially for young women, which is why we chose the play. The play itself is about a tough love teen boot camp, where girls are placed because of issues at home. And throughout the duration of the show, we find out that the rules are ever changing and unfair, and that the camp is designed to keep the girls there and take money from their parents. So the girls decide that they're going to do something about it, and they plan an uprising.
Oh, so this is, how many students do you have that are part of Tough? And talk a little bit about maybe getting this play together, because as you mentioned here, this is relatively new to the scene, kind of what it's like to put together something that's this new versus something that's a little bit more established and maybe more recognizable.
Yeah, so in this production on stage, we have 7 female actors. And then as far as the crew, we've got another 20 backstage working on this show as well, between building the scenery, the costumes, hanging the lights, that kind of stuff. So lots of student involvement here. And the play itself, when you work on a new play, which is really what my training is, you have to be flexible and know that the world is ever-changing, and it really pulls out your creative energy, because you can't just, like, watch the Broadway production and base your show off of that. You have to come up with it on your own, and so that's what our production team has done so splendidly. I'm so excited and happy about it. This show we're actually doing in alley-style staging, so what that means is there are seats on two sides of the stage, so you kind of can see other audience members as you watch the show, which is on purpose.
All right, and where on campus will you be performing Tough?
It's in the Frederickson Theater in Roosevelt Hall.
Gotcha.
What, speaking of that, what type of an experience is this going to provide versus maybe having Tough in one of the larger places, like, say, Albert Taylor Hall or King Hall?
Yeah, so what is really great about the Frederickson Theater is that it is so versatile. We can arrange the seating however we like. And for this show, we wanted something that was really intimate and that the audience could really have a participation that is universal, where you're experiencing the show with other people and you can see other people's reaction. So that's why it is in that space, is because it is so intimate and because you'll be able to really see the other audience members.
Yeah, seating is limited, so don't delay. Get your tickets. As Aubrey mentioned, sell out tonight, but there'll be performances. We get Friday night, Saturday night, matinee Sunday. Is that how you're looking at this?
Yes, exactly. 7:30 tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Now, is this a feature that is like for mature audiences? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes, it sure is. There is strong language. There are mentions of self-harm and sexual abuse, as well as some violence in the show.
So this is, well, it's tough subject matter for sure here. How as a director do you work your cast specifically through some of these topics? And I'm assuming that some of your cast members may have gone through some of the topics that are being presented here this weekend.
Sure. Well, when I deal with any play that has any sort of content like this, the number one thing that I want is to make sure that my actors feel safe, and to remind them that, you know, you do not have to tap into your own personal experience to play certain roles if it's unsafe for you. So we have what I call table work at the top of the show. That's not what I call it. That's an industry term, which means that we read through the play very slowly together, and we talk about the content and what things mean. We find the symbolism that the playwright leaves us, as well as we talk through the hard stuff that's in the show. And then when we stage it, we just make sure that everybody's in a good mental health space. My students always have options on campus. ESU does a great job of making sure that there are counselors available whenever we need them. And so if a situation like that were to arise, I would just connect them to resources. But for the most part, it's been pretty smooth sailing on this show.
Good deal. Aubrey, before we let you go, I want to loop back here to our ESU buzz from last week, and there's a ton of talk about scholarships that have been really bolstering, really, I guess, maybe all sectors of Emporia State University's education and student numbers. How are things going on the numbers here for Emporia State Theater, either, you know, majors or non-majors coming in, and how has that scholarship push across campus maybe benefited you?
Oh, man. What we're seeing with our scholarship initiatives that started last year is that we doubled in size in 1 year. And the numbers for next year, it's only early March, and we're looking at doubling again. So the ESU Theater is exploding with new students, which is so exciting because that means that we can do more shows, we have a larger talent pool, and that the students get to work with a variety of other artists to help them change and grow.
How exciting is that for you, not only as director, but also as a former student to see this?
I am over the moon. I'm so thankful to ESU for helping us with these scholarships and for really investing in the theater program, because we can't do this without dedicated students, and helping us find the best of the best through these scholarship initiatives have been life-changing, not only for the faculty and staff, but especially for the students.
That is very positive news you just shared with us there this morning, and we're glad to hear that. Well, Aubrey, lay out Tough for us once again. What are we looking at here this weekend?
So Tough runs in the Ronald Q. Frederickson Theater from tonight, March 6th through March 9th, Sunday. We've got three evening performances, 7:30 tonight through Saturday, and then Sunday we have a matinee at 2 o'clock.
Awesome. Aubrey, thanks so much for joining us. Break a leg, I guess we say, and we'll be seeing you here soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, y'all.
Hey, thanks, Aubrey. Appreciate that. That's Emporia State Theater Director Aubrey Wilson previewing the performances of Tough at Frederickson Theater. Sold out tonight, but the performances coming up Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, Chuck.
All right. You want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, whether it's the morning show, the main Newsmaker 720, or the Newsmaker 2 spot at 8,